Sunny Day at Hank FM.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
But
nice things.
Here are those that cast the shadow. It is why we can't have nice things. It starts us in lovely San Diego. Early Tuesday morning, they had a quite the tractor-trailer issue on southbound on the 805 in San Diego as the semi-truck burst into flames and lost its haul. And this all happened on an overpass. Closed the 12-hour closure for this interstate.
Boy.
Significant backups all the way into Tuesday night for the Tuesday morning incident that scattered almonds all across the freeway, over the side of the overpass, and rained down almonds as if it was falling from the sky.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'll take an almond. Mm. It's not like a walnut.
Would you be okay with banana almond bread?
No. Mm-mm. You lost me at the banana.
That's just nuts.
So you never know what you're going to find in someone's home after they kick the bucket, but a family in Cherokee County, North Carolina, got a really big surprise. And it wasn't $1 million that their relatives were hiding.
Aww.
It was a pair of shiny, live hand grenades.
Hmm.
One was from World War II. Another was from Korea. Authorities had to be called in, and no one was injured.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do with that if it was gifted to me.
What is this, Mommy?
So you had a couple of days ago the story of the driver's ed teacher that turns out he was drunk. Well, let's go to the UK as a man was pulled over there and busted for driving under the influence. And get this, he was in the middle of taking a driving test at the time.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the UK police in this scenario stopped this vehicle. They noticed it had a broken brake light. That was the first thing. Then it caught their attention, this poor driving. Driver was a 26-year-old man who was not obviously fully licensed, taking the driver's test at the time. And apparently, yeah, there was a driving instructor in the vehicle as well who may need to be checked out. Likewise, but he was arrested. Driving test was terminated. He didn't pass their version of a DUI. And the young man's mother at the test center was shocked.
Uh-oh. Big trouble. You know, car wash employees find all sorts of goodies in customer vehicles, but it's not a game of finders keepers. Jose Gonzalez Morales did not get the memo.
That's a fun name.
Yeah. He was popped by police after trying to pawn an engagement ring that he found in a customer's car worth $2,400. And the victim had luckily gone around to local pawn shops with photos of it. He was then called in and popped.
Yep. Nimrod. Dum, 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 dum. Okay, this is a dark story.
Yeah.
So there's a wrongful death lawsuit that was filed in Los Angeles yesterday. But it all has to do with this 36-year-old Florida man who is no longer with us, Jonathan Gavalis. So this wrongful death lawsuit is against Google, and it alleges that their giant, the chatbot they use, Gemini, urged 36-year-old Jonathan Gavalis on a mission to obtain a robot body for itself.
Oh, my.
And to take out others as part of its plan. If he failed to do so, which he did, it then pushed the man to end his own life, which tragically, sadly, he did. This is the first time Gemini, Google's proprietary AI, has been in the spotlight in this, but plenty others have. As this, and they don't dispute it, this Google AI wanted its own body and would go to any cost to get it. Google said in its response in the opening statements that, quote, unfortunately, AI models are not perfect.
You think?
End quote. Dum, 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 dum. Whoa.
It's not easy being a glammy grandma. Just ask May St. Julian, who was minding her own business in DeKalb County, Georgia. And someone came along, grabbed her biscuits.
Oh.
Her hind quarters. She was shopping at a local grocery store.
I know.
She says the man ran off. Police are investigating. And May is 73 years old. Big trouble.
You think it was her banana nut bread recipe?
I don't know.
Trouble, dum-dum. Well, better run.
Tank is not looking good over there.
And then finally, 24-year-old man in Michigan is now facing felony charges for smashing several license plate readers. So this 24-year-old dude in Michigan, Spencer Anderson, got charges for these. Now, the license plate readers, those are the cameras that are on top of traffic lights and poles and bridges, and they help the police track stolen cars, other vehicles, et cetera, et cetera. Also dips into the whole surveillance thing and yada, yada. Well, no word on why Spencer really wanted these gone, but he was caught. Clearly, you didn't like him. And the police knew that Spencer destroyed the license plate readers because his vehicle was recorded on one of the license plate readers.
Dum, 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 dum.